This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal, medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance, overflowing with good today. You are just going to be thanking me because when you meet this amazing, wonderful, two-legged being that we're bringing to you today, you will be dancing during and after and telling everybody about it because it's so wonderful. You have tuned in consciously and conscientiously to The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore. And you've done this for one reason and one reason only. It's a great reason, because you care the most in the entire world about you. Y-O-U. E-W-E, you. And that's great, because when you're the best you possible, you make the world a better place. You build bridges of harmony. You create more joy, happiness, peace, and love in the world. And you, at this very moment, are being joined by 367,613 people around the world, all doing the same thing, becoming the best you possible. And we need it right now because we have a joy deficit in the world. I think everybody would agree. And we want a joy surplus. And the way to do that, become the best you. And when you become the best you, influence your family, your friends, and all living beings. So welcome to The Joy of Living. And this show is all about you. That's all we care about. It's about you. And when you listen to and utilize the practical tips and tools of the people we bring you, you will be healthier and wealthier. And who doesn't want that? And you know, that's true, because we work here with the three fundamentals of life. The three fundamentals of life are, number one, life, your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, you can go mad. Now, in this case, MAD is a wonderful acronym that stands for make a difference. You lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference in the world with your thoughts, your words, and your deeds. And the third fundamental is you can unlock the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. Everyday words and terms, simple. Right now, example, with this being carried over the internet, all over the world, people are able to watch and listen to this. And if you ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? Invariably, they'll tell you it has something to do with the internet. And absolutely, factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, WWW stands for, drum roll, fanfare, da-da-da-da, what a wonderful world. And what a is the word, right? W-H-A-T-A, what a wonderful world. And of course, we have a big thank you and a tip of the hat to wonderful Louis Armstrong Satchmo for enabling that song to go viral and not just touch tens of millions or hundreds of millions, but billions of people around the planet. And whenever you hear the opening bars of what a wonderful world, what do you do right away? You smile, you can't help it. Now, smile is one of the most important words you can ever internalize, utilize, and leverage in your life, because smile stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, before COVID, I used to speak in front of large groups of people, about 5,000 people just before COVID hit. And invariably, people raised their hands saying, but Barry Shore, I've been up for hours where I haven't seen any miracles. And I asked them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you walk? Can you talk? Can you stand still? Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Do you have family? Do you have friends? Do you have a place to sleep? Those are all miracles. Every single one. What's the simple proof? 1 million people didn't get out of bed this morning. You know why? They died. By definition, if you're watching this, you're listening to it, and you didn't. If you're alive, you're an obligation to live exuberantly. Now, people often know, thank God we have 320, 330,000 people that come every single week to listen to The Joy of Living, because you know it's about you and becoming healthier and wealthier. But you also know the story of Barry Shore. But for the new people who are here, another 30, 40,000, maybe by the end of the show we'll have 50,000 more. The story of Barry Shore becomes important because it gives you bona fides, a base to work from. Imagine standing up in the morning, hale and hearty, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, and that evening be in the hospital completely, totally paralyzed. And it's not from an automobile accident. It's not a spinal injury. A rare disease took over my body. I never even heard of it before, the day before. And I was completely quadriplegic. Couldn't move a thing in my body. 144 days in the hospital. I was in a hospital bed in my own home for 2 years. I couldn't turn over by myself. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. I have braces on both my legs for a year and a half. That was progress. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory, albeit with the help of a 7-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master. But I still can't walk up a stair by myself. I can't walk up a curb by myself. And I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice, positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Why? Because I've learned to see miracles in life every day. But I got to tell you a quick story. My 8-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago and she says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile, S-M-I-E-L? And I thought about it. Smile, why not? How come? And I asked her, why? And she says, because then it would stand for seeing smile, seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of babes. Well, what was she doing? She was creating the kind of world that she wants to live in. Create stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. And that's what she was doing. Now, I need to interrupt myself and tell you, warn you in advance that I use a lot of four-letter words. And I use them throughout the show. I even use the four-letter F-U word. And I do it because it's fun and the shock value. The four-letter words that I use, of course, because we live in a world of positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant, are life, live, grow, hope, give, free, play, pray. Four-letter words. And the four-letter F-U word is fun. Fun, F-U, capital N, capital N. But people say, but Barry Shore, fun's only spelled with three letters. Not in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Fun is spelled F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, when you see your family and friends, and you have a twinkle in your eye, you have a smile on your face, remember that stands for, you point your fingers at F-U, everybody. Remember to add right away, capital N, capital N. So where'd you get that? I listened to Barry Shore, The Joy of Living, and he wants to teach the world how to say F-U, capital N, capital N. So before we bring on our amazing guest, who is just going to rip you open and shed light all over you. And by the way, you don't have to remember anything he says. Just lean in and let it be coming over you and through you. Just go to www, remember, that stands for whatawonderfulworld.barryshore.com. And all the information about our guest is there. So just enjoy the process. But before we do that, I urge everybody, I want you to use the two most powerful, important words in the English language and use them three times a day. Well, you know what three looks like. Three times a day for the rest of your life. And these two words are, drum roll, fanfare, da-da-da-da. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank stands for to harmonize a network kindness. To harmonize a network kindness. The Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying, I read in his writing, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible, he says. Imagine you go into the coffee shop and you order your fancy latte for $5.50 and you sit down and somebody brings it to you. You say, thank you. Imagine walking to your coffee shop, the cafe, and you order your fancy latte for $5.50. You sit down, a few minutes go by, nobody brings it to you. You go to the conference, they say, I'm sorry, we forgot, we'll bring it to you. You go back, you sit down, still a couple more minutes go by, but still you say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and it's raining out. Somebody holds the door open for you. You say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and somebody slams the door on you. You say, thank you. You're in traffic. You're late for an appointment. Somebody cuts you off. You say, thank you. You get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts. You say, thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. KIND stands for Keep Inspiring Noble Deeds. I can't think of anybody that I want to share with you right now who inspires noble deeds more than wonderful, magnificent, manifesting Mario. Mario, you here to say hello to 676,000 people around the world?
I am humbled. I am humbled by your energy. I'm grateful to be here to listen to you. And I think everyone's going to be enjoying your energy more than mine. But I hope I can bring value and I hope I can learn from you as well, Barry.
Not even a hope. You are. You're a cog, wonderful Mario. Cog stands for Channel of Goodness, a child of God. I am just so happy. I'm humbled and honored that you're here. By the way, let's just do a little quick thing. I want to tell people, not only is Mario smart, good looking, great dancer, very successful in business, but tell us where you are geographically, physically, right now.
Currently in Dubai. I've been traveling for 7 years and counting.
He's in Dubai. I'm in Venice Beach, California. And you, wherever you are, we have, thank God, a listening audience. People are in China and India and Australia and Africa and Europe, all over the world. And it's all because you, Mario, bring your unique being to the world. And our hope is, as you are, harmonizing ongoing positive energy. That's what hope is. That's who you are. So let me just do a brief intro, and then I want you to speak, not me, okay? I want everybody to know that you're looking at a very young, dynamic, successful being in every measure of success. But everybody wants to hear about business success. So let's just set the stage, because it enables Mario to do what he really wants to do in life, which is to touch people and enable them to be the best them possible, right? I mean, that's what you do, Mario. You're a change maker, allowing others to soar on the wings of aspiration. But he did it he's young now, but at a very young age. And he went out and he said, I'm going to do something. And he started knocking on doors and selling a product. Not just a service, a product. And he started selling more and more and more of it. Millions of dollars of it. And then he engaged other people to help him, because he said, here, I'm going to show you how to do it. And by enabling other people to have the confidence to be able to go forth into the world and offer people something and they say yes. And now you have the essence of business, which we'll talk about in just a moment. Mario was able to build companies and touch thousands of people in countries all over the world. So Mario, without further ado, tell us what it is that you really do in life and what's your real goal. Let's talk first about the power of social. And let's focus on two things that are happening right now in the world, okay? Because this is your world. Social right now in Clubhouse and on Twitter. Tell us what it means to do SOS, social on steroids.
Social is a weapon. It could be used for good and for bad. It allows you to reach so many people. Now, it's up to you how you reach those people. On Clubhouse, for example, when I speak in my room, imagine 10,000 people listening to me 7 days a week. Every day, 10,000 people, and always new people coming in. The amount of reach that you have and the amount of responsibility that you have is not easy to fathom. I know you obviously reach a lot more people, so you understand what I'm talking about. And you start feeling responsible. And you start feeling people will start holding you responsible as well for what you say, because you're reaching so many people. And then you have to be very, very careful how you treat different people. How you take every single guest into consideration. Every word that comes out of your mouth could have a different ways of impacting different people. And I've been there. I've said things that I didn't articulate them well, and people pointed it out to me. I've had guests that I shouldn't have had. People put me on the spot for this. So social is expanding someone's influence, but as well as expanding someone's responsibility, whether it's Clubhouse, whether it's Twitter. We're doing Instagram Lives, we're doing YouTube Lives, Facebook Lives, LinkedIn Live, and I'm sure there's going to be other platforms. There's a new platform now called BitClout that I'm on for the past week. So there's always going to be new platforms. It's about how you leverage them and what your objective is leveraging them. If you're doing what Barry's doing, you're probably bringing a lot of – if everyone's doing what Barry's doing, the world will be a much better place.
Wonderful, Mario. I want to pick up on a couple of things. Number one, my forthcoming book called The Joy of Living, How to Slay Stress and Be Happy. I have a, it's called 11 Strategies. One of the strategies is your words matter. I have a whole chapter on this. You're going to get the book because I'm connecting with you. I love you. And I want to make sure that we're in complete continue to do this. Words is a great word, W-O-R-D-S. If you move the S to the beginning of the word words, you have the word sword. Now, a sword cuts both ways, right? It can be, like you said, a weapon to defend, a weapon to hurt, but a small sword can be a scalpel. It can heal. So words are the most important aspect of our ability to influence other people. I say this with great love. It doesn't matter that Mario has 10,000 people in Clubhouse. It's a measure of his ability to be encompassing and enabling people to recognize they have the fuel to be the rocket that can make a difference. He urges people to go mad. Now, he knows mad stands for make a difference. He's a madman. Look at him smile because he knows it's true, right? So let's just use what you mentioned here and talk about what it is that you want to do in a room. Again, whether it's Clubhouse, Twitter, any form of mass communication, because that's where we are at the moment, and enable people to recognize their best self. What it is that Mario does that attracts 10,000 people.
Look, there's 7 billion people on the planet. The most unique thing you have in business, we call it a moat, something that allows you to stand out as a business. The most unique thing any person has is being themselves. Barry is himself. I'm myself. Be yourself and people will connect with you because that's what allows you to stand out. Now, it sounds, now everyone likes to say, be yourself, be yourself, be yourself. It's easier said than done. Being yourself is difficult. Being around people and not changing who you are to fit their personality is not easy to do. So when I started being myself, because I used to have imposter syndrome, I had to break through that imposter syndrome. It took me a while. So when I started being myself, first it was liberating. The feeling was incredible. When you're yourself, it just liberates you. It makes everything else in life easier. And then people will start connecting with you more. People will come to your room to listen to you rather than your guests. People are here without even knowing that I'm coming. They need to listen to Barry. Barry's being himself. They're connecting with you. And then the guests are there, are the seasoning on the cake, on the meal. So be yourself. That's your unique selling point. Embrace it. And whether you have 10 people listening to you or 10 million people listening to you, it doesn't really matter because you're being yourself. It just makes it a lot more, a lot easier to do.
Let me share with you, if I may, Mario, because words are what I work with. I love acronyms and such. And with your permission, I'll give you a few now and then we'll talk more later. First of all, SHARE stands for spreading happiness and rejuvenating energy. Spreading happiness and rejuvenating energy. SELF, in my humble opinion, stands for recognizing that you are a soul experiencing life fully. When you're, that allows you to break out of the imposter syndrome. When you recognize that you're a soul experiencing life fully, and then you can use the next part called TALK, which is what you do, what I do. TALK stands for teaching always love and kindness. That's what you are. You're a soul in experiencing life fully, teaching always love and kindness. That's why people are attracted to you. Mario, I detect a British accent. Is that correct?
It changes every few months. Like a month ago, people were saying I have a South African accent. Sometimes it's Australian. Last year was American because I'm always traveling, so it's always changing. But I did spend time in the UK.
Okay, but where are you? Where were you birthed?
I was born in Lebanon, and then I migrated to Australia when I was a kid. So I spent most of my life in Australia.
Okay, so is French your native tongue?
Nice one. Yeah, it was before I migrated. I used to go to a French school. Someone travels a lot, various. Not many people guess that Lebanon is a Francophone country.
Thank you. Thank you. See, we are one, sir. By the way, the word, you know, it's interesting. You might like this. Again, I teach this to people who are suffering. A lot of people suffer out there, Mario, with in either imposter syndrome or not even beginning to understand who they are. So they see the word A-L-O-N-E and they read it alone, right? But you and I don't do that because you and I know how to really pronounce it, understand it. Alone is not A-L-O-N-E. A-L-O-N-E stands for all one. See, Mario knows that because that's what traveling is all about. You open up your eyes and you see that people are people no matter where you go. And it is all one. You're never alone when you're with the universe. And that's why he works with what's called the law of attraction. Law stands for love and wisdom. That's what Mario is about. Let's talk about Athena Company and the Athena Group for a moment. What is it that you do in the business process that enables people to break out of their shell and recognizing that they are truly themselves? What is it that you do to help people?
I'll do. Do you mind if I comment on the alone part and then I'll answer that question? Because I want to mention something really, really important.
Yes. Hello. We're in dialogue.
Okay. So I learned this the hard way. I used to be obsessed, Barry, in being healthy. Okay. I used to eat well. I still do. I eat well. I sleep well. All these biohacking things. I used to be obsessed with I don't smoke. I don't drink. None of that. And I still am. So health was really important for me. Then I understood that I heard a TED speech that the most common factor for death is not smoking. It's not drinking. It's not a bad diet. It's being alone. It's lack of human connection. Then I go to my partner at the time. I'm like, you know, she was a smoker and she would drink a lot. She lived in the modeling world. So she lived that crazy life. And I go, you know what? You're probably going to live longer than me. Because I was alone. I didn't have friends. I wouldn't go out. I was obsessed in building my business. Bachata changed that when I started dancing and I started opening up in life. But before that, I was an alone person, alone the earlier meaning, or just being alone, not the all one. And then what I started doing is I would kind of crave for that human interaction. When I wanted to work, I wouldn't work at home. I would go to a mall and sit in a cafe. I wouldn't talk to anyone, but just having people around me gave me energy, gave me drive. Just having people around me, it actually influenced. So if someone is sitting, now that COVID, everyone's home alone, it's really, really tough. But as COVID eases, when you have the ability to go out, work in a cafe, just see the difference. It changes your entire productivity, improves, happiness improves. What you can do at home, there's apps right now that allow you to go in the app and just sit there in a room with other people working. You just sit there with other people or listening to someone. Listening to Barry just gets your mind out of that loneliness that you feel. It goes to an extreme. Like when I'm working, I'm sometimes on a call with my business partner, Bob. And we're both sitting there on the call. We don't talk. But just the fact that knowing he's on the other line makes me feel like there's someone there. And again, improved productivity. It makes me feel better. And you do it subconsciously without actually thinking about it. Mm-hmm. So you're being alone. Like if you want to change one thing about your life, one thing that I changed and I'm still in the progress of changing is seek human interaction. It improves your life drastically. Then look at the other things, which is smoking, eating well, drinking, biohacking, sleeping well, all these things. But don't be alone. Don't be lonely rather than alone. So I just wanted to highlight that one, Barry, before moving to answering your question.
So you liked it. You are feeling it, the understanding that when you come to that point that we're all one and seek that. This is the genius why I wanted Mario to be here today. He's not just a guy we're interviewing. This is energy he's bringing forth into the world. He's a cog, as I mentioned. He's a channel of goodness, a child of God. I want to talk about dancing. We're going to do that after the break because I feel that dancing is one of the most humanizing aspects of life. What are you doing? You get so much movement. People, you'll notice I'm Jewish. You see that? If you didn't know from the beard and all the other stuff, I'm Jewish. And people say, well, do you pray in the morning? You pray every day. I said, no, actually, what I do is I sing and dance. Okay, other people call that prayer. I call it singing and dancing because that's what it does to move the being and being with other people. Beings, knowing that there is movement in the world. So I want to share that with you. We're going to talk about two things just before the break. One is health. You mentioned that. So I love the word health because it's one of my great famous acronyms, which stands for helping everyone achieve life through happiness. Helping everyone achieve life through happiness. That's health, right? You are a health giver. Do you realize that, Dr. Nawfal? You're a health giver. What's a doctor? A doctor is a provider of health. You make people, enable people to recognize, well, wait a minute, healthy, like you said, well, I don't do this, I do this and that. Health is the ability to help everyone achieve life through happiness or harmonizing or through humanity. That's what you do, wonderful Mario. That is your essence. That's why you are involved. I'm going to just do one word and then we'll go to another break, okay? And we'll talk about when we come back. The word is challenge. And now we're going to go to a break. Don't go away, everybody. We'll be back right after this brief message and more Dr. Nawfal, a.k.a. Mario.
Imagine the kind of place you would want to shop for your favorite fur baby pet. HonestPets.co. Well, you found it. HonestPets.co, not .com, .co. This is your go-to spot for the best, the cleanest pet treats that exist anywhere on the planet. All of the brands go through a rigorous review to make sure they meet the high standards of cleanliness, health benefits, and naturalness. This site was started by a husband and wife team, and it's veteran-owned, and that care about pets, especially dogs and cats, and coming soon, bird treats. These are very nice young people who really care about making a difference because a portion of proceeds go to support veteran organizations with a focus on service dogs. This is the place where you want to go. You want to tell your friends. This has the finest, yummiest, freshest, all-natural treats and stuff for your fur baby. So go there, honestpets.co. HonestPets.co. Do it now. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved beings. As most of you know, I am 72 years chronologically and recovering from being a quadriplegic. But now, to stay active, I swim 2 miles a day, 6 days a week. Hello. Now, you can imagine I know a thing or two about aches and pains. And until recently, I thought they're just part of the fact of life you deal with every day. But then I tried 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking their convenient packs 3 times a day, and I can tell you, I am feeling noticeably better. You hear that? Noticeably better. Relief Factor is giving me more oomph and less oomph. And the secret I've been told, because I investigated, is there are 4 ingredients. 4 key ingredients. Each one supports a different metabolic pathway in the body, which allows the inflammation that I may have to get reduced. Well, my back, my hips, or my knee. And if you have everyday aches and pains, I urge you to check out Relief Factor. It's 100% drug-free and designed to be taken every single day. It's not going to hurt your tummy. You can get out and you can stay out of pain. So to make this really easy and to make it so there's no barrier, you really want to do this, go to relieffactor.com/joy, relieffactor.com/joy, and check out their quick start program. It's a 3-week program, discounted to $19.95. And the founders, a father and son team named Seth and Pete Talbert, they are here to get rid of aches and pains. So do what I did. Go to relieffactor.com/joy. Order the 3-week quick start for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good, and we have good in abundance, overflowing, and it's in a being named Mario Nawfal. I call him Dr. Nawfal because he is the person who brings more bounty to the world. We just left our intrepid heroes on this idea of challenge. So do me a big favor, Mario. I'd like you to write the word challenge. Write it down. You have a piece of paper in front of you? Pen and paper?
I'm writing it on my phone. I don't have pen and paper. I wrote it on my phone. Yep.
Yeah. digital native. Challenge. So look at the word and you look at the first three letters and the last three letters. Okay. And what do they spell?
Change.
Change. Now, interesting, there's a very famous term in business, which is change is great. You go first, right? Because that's what we're talking about today. Ability for people to change and get out of that alone into all one. But let's look at the middle three letters now, Mario. What are the middle three letters of the word challenge? We have change on the end, and the middle three letters are?
L-L-E.
Which stands for let love embrace change. When you let love embrace change, what happens? That challenge becomes the change maker. So let's talk about something that you are, because this is who you are. You're a change maker. And people here are tuning in. Well, okay, I want to be healthier, wealthier. Well, you're learning how to be both. Let's talk about growth hacking, which I got to tell you, wonderful Mario, that and bachata were unknown to me until today. Actually, I looked up bachata a week ago doing prep for the show, and I'm fascinated by it, but we'll talk about that in just a minute. Let's talk about growth hacking because it intrigues me.
It fascinates me as well. It's look, I don't want to get technical, but I want to try to bring as much value to the audience. It's something that I learned about a year and a half ago. So during COVID, I was in Istanbul, and one of my business partners now, he tells me about growth hacking and how he, the things he was able to do once he learned growth hacking. I rented a big villa in Turkey, in Fethiye, on the beach, and I invited all the best growth hackers, all working together. There's about nine of us. I'm in a different place now. You see, it's a big place I'm renting, and I've got all the people that are sitting there and upstairs working. See some of them. I don't know if you can see them there. And they're all working, and many of them are growth hackers. Growth hacking as a concept is essentially looking at how things work and finding better ways of doing it. It works in business. It works in life. Bachata. Many bachata dancer guys, they actually, guys usually lead the girl. That's how bachata works. Some guys come to me because when you're an artist, people come to dance with you. And I get guys coming to dance with me. I'm supposed to dance with girls. And they're not because they're attracted to me. Some are, but others just because they want to learn to follow. So then it will be easier for them to lead.
Wait a minute. So I've got to put you on pause. I've got to put you on pause. What Mario just gave everybody is a 7.30 carat round diamond D-color, which means the best color in the world, flawless. It's a $31.5 million gem he just gave everybody. Let's say it again. They came because they need to learn how to follow. You cannot lead until you know how to follow. Am I correct, Dr. Nafal?
It's a better way to learn leading. It's a faster and quicker and more effective way to learn leading. It's a growth hack for learning how to lead. There's a book about it by Tim Ferriss. Tim Ferriss has a book called The 4-Hour Chef about how to learn things quickly. And he did the same. He became a tango Argentine champion in Argentina, and he was a really bad dancer. And what he did was he danced as a girl, learned how to follow, and then it made it easier for him to lead. Because it goes back to putting yourself, when you're able to put yourself in other people's shoes, it's a weapon that you have. It's the ability to know how to connect better. Like, for example, Barry, when you speak, you know how you sound. You know when someone, like, you watch me. You know if I'm connecting, if I'm not connecting, it makes a good interviewer. You watch your audience when you're doing it live. You know how to pick up on those things. Why? Because you were on the other side. You were listening to people in the past. You know what they say that makes you connect. What they say that, you know, allows you to be impacted, to just be attached to what they're saying. Just listen. And then when you know what allowed you to connect, then it allows you to be the other person, allowing others to connect to you. So it's a thing that you can do in business and in life. And I try to do the same.
Listen is one of my favorite words in the world. It's part of what I teach in a meditative process that I learned. It's been in my family, you ready for this? For 3,210 years. Meditative process. It takes 2 minutes, but it centers around the word listen. Listen in English is an acronym that I created called letting insightful, sustainable, thoughtful energy now. And the beauty of the word listen is that you can move the en at the end to the beginning. And now it becomes enlist. Because when you enlist your quiet mind, your following mind, you can now move into the same letters that spell listen, also spell silent. And when you're really in silent, then you can learn the most. The greatest growth hack, I think you'd agree, wonderful Mario, is to be sometimes silent. Because when you're listening, you have a chance to learn, right?
Two ears, one mouth. You've heard that. Two ears, one mouth.
The good Lord knows exactly what he's doing. The ultimate growth hack, right?
I learned that when I was a kid. I would always listen and never give my opinion, ever. And I would just listen. There's a great book called How to Win Friends and Influence People. Really, really good book. If you learn how those skills, it gives you a massive... You want to learn growth hacking? That's a growth hack for connecting with people, for leading people, for allowing people to like you. And listening is one of those growth hacks, one of those skills to have. When you listen, people appreciate it more. Not only do you learn more, not only do you connect better because then you know what the other person's thinking, what they're doing, the other person will appreciate it because you're giving them someone to listen. You're giving them an outlet to let their emotions out. When you're that outlet, they're connecting to you without you doing anything. There's a guy called Jay Abraham, a really popular, very famous guy in business, really smart guy. And he talks about a story where he was traveling and he got in Australia and he goes up to a bar and, had a few drinks and he was just listening. And the guy was talking. Jay didn't say a thing. Jay's really good at speaking, but he's also really good at listening. And then at the end of that conversation, Jay was leaving. The guy goes in the elevator. He say, Jay, I just want to say to you, I've never, you're one of the best people to talk to and I love chatting to you. But Jay didn't say a thing, was just listening and having drinks because he's a very curious person. And that made Jane one of the most loved people in business.
And he is. And I'm humbled and honored to tell you, wonderful Mario, that before you were born, I had the honor of being in a hot seat with Jay Abraham. But there was a word that you said that is so important, so powerful, that I think it's the hinge upon which the huge door swings. When you talked about this great book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, people oftentimes read it or refer to it and say, oh, now I know techniques, how to get people to like me and such like that. They use the word get people to like me. You, Mario, use the word allow. How to Win Friends and Influence People, by being the best you possible, you allow people to like you. There is such a difference between taking, getting, and giving and allowing. Am I right? You allow people to like you.
Look, once you understand yourself, a lot of people ask me, what's the best tip to do this? What's the best tip? There's a great book by Tim Ferriss called The Tools of Titans and has so many tips you don't know where to start. My answer, and I said this yesterday in an interview, my answer is know yourself first. Once you know yourself, once you start understanding yourself, you focus on yourself, just yourself. Mm-hmm. Things around you improve drastically. Once you're at peace with yourself, you don't have any animosity towards right. anyone. Animosity.
Yes.
And you're... If you focus on that, and you're much better than, if you call me the doctor, I'm the patient here. But once you focus on that, and when you understand yourself, and when you're at peace with yourself, people will start. That's where you allow people to come into your life. You start allowing people to appreciate you more. You allow people to love you more because you focus on yourself. You don't have to go there and think about the other person. How can I get that person to like me? No, I have to get that person to like me. No, let me focus on myself. Let me focus on doing good. Let me focus on ticking those boxes. All right, am I listening? Am I doing the right thing? Am I happy? Am I allowing people to be around me? All the things that you learn from this podcast and elsewhere. Once you tick those boxes, just watch the people around you get happy with you. They start liking you more. They start coming to you more. But then if you're in a bad place personally and you're focusing on others, you're focusing in the wrong place. And that goes back to not allowing, you're focusing on them. You're trying to force them to like you instead of just focusing on yourself and allowing them to come to you.
bachata. I never heard of it until I read about Mario. And then I started looking at it. It looks like some things that I've seen before, but it's its own being, of course. And I would like you to speak, if I only have a few more minutes, these things go by so fast, don't they? But I want to speak out because it's fluid. It moves. It was at one and the same time, erotic, esoteric, and liberating. How do you feel when you begin to hear the music and then embrace a partner and then move together as one?
It's fascinating. We talked about growth hacks, and I'm a very analytical person. Bachata is a growth hack, luckily, because I do it because I love it. It allows you to connect with people, and you know how it works. You find anyone random in a festival, in a party, and you dance with someone you don't even know. And you could have a beautiful dance, a beautiful connection, and not say a word.
Mm-hmm.
Not even a word, not know their name. So a growth hack, the ability to connect with people, having people around you, fitness, you're always moving, and all the benefits that come with music. And there's a lot of studies done on that. All in one. So for me, growth hack, for me, the bachata was a growth hack out of my 24/7 business obsession to enjoying the other aspects of life in one thing. And that was bachata. And I travel the world dancing bachata. It's all over my Instagram. I get invited to different festivals, and I love every minute of it. And my business partner is also a bachata. I met my number one business partner, the one I work with all the time. I met him in bachata. I met a lot of my team members in my companies through bachata. A lot of the people that I showed you here that work in the villa here, two, three of them, one of them is a videographer at the bachata festivals that now works with me, and he's got all the lighting and stuff here. And two others are from the bachata scenes, they're dancers, including my dancing partner. So my life in terms of bachata and business, they've come into one, and it's been a beautiful experience.
And that is because Dr. Mario Nofal was open enough to break through alone, to become all one, and to embrace literally change.
it's
so beautiful.
But embracing, I know we're almost out of time, but embracing change is one of the most powerful things in life and business. I really, there's not much more I can say to it. There's the innovator's dilemma.
Actually, don't. I'm going to interrupt you.
Please,
and I don't like doing that, but I'm doing it for a reason. Will you, in front of hundreds of thousands of people, come back for another session?
Of course. Of course. Like, honestly, I'm not kidding. I promise you I'm not kidding. I'm humbled to be talking to people like yourself. I really appreciate it. If everyone was like you, if everyone had that positivity and that mindset, how beautiful would the world be?
Mario. And we're teaching the people, the world, to say, F you. Capital N, capital N, right? So, Mario, we only have a few more minutes left. I need a few of them, and you're going to have 80 seconds to tell the world, or at least 378,000 people right now, what is your most fervent desire? 80 seconds.
Now. Okay. Now, I thought you were going to go first. 80 seconds, my biggest desire in life right now. It's a very cheesy one, Barry, but it's so true. When you make money, when you have a great desk, one thing you realize is the most important. I only have a few seconds. It's one word. Just being happy. It's so difficult to achieve, but yet it's so easy at the same time.
Okay. Thank you. We're going to do two things. I'm going to give you a hug. Just so you should know, HUG stands for Harmonizing Unlimited Giving. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. The joy of living with your humble host, Barry Shore, the wonderful Mario Nofal. Everything you want to know about Mario, just go to www.whatawonderfulworld.barryshore.com. And remember the three fundamentals of life. Life, your life has purpose, as Mario's taught us. And when you live a purpose-driven life, you can go mad. Now, in this case, mad is great. Make a difference. And how you do that? Unlock the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms, such as smile. Seeing miracles in life every day, as my 8-year-old niece said, seeing miracles in everyday life. Create the kind of world you want to live in, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel, as Mario has pointed out to us. Use four-letter words: life, live, grow, hope, free, gift, pray, play, and tell the world, F you, capital N, capital N. And use the two most powerful words in the English language three times a day. You know, Mario, put up three fingers, please. Yeah, three. Thank you. Three. Say thank you three times a day, consciously, conscientiously, to harmonize and network kindness. Everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Therefore, be kind always. Keep inspiring noble deeds. Connect in nature daily. And then what will you be able to do? You will be able to go forth. And our blessing to everybody, Mario, is go forth. Live exuberantly. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Thank you, Mario. Bye, everybody.